Why two performance reporting methods? Programs need data that is current if they are going to enact useful program improvement measures. This means that data needs to be as up-to-date as possible. In addition, the division sometimes has to make funding decisions based on program performance numbers, and it would be difficult to make sound decisions with dated performance results. Federal reporting requirements do not allow for all data to be reported for the program year just completed. Another reason for having a slightly different way of determining program performance is that division staff feels that this is a better method to determine how effective programs are with providing services to students. As an example, the division feels strongly that the WIOA credential cohort change from entering post-secondary education or training to attaining a post-secondary credential and only allowing co-enrolled students into the cohort does not provide a true picture of how successful our programs are in transitioning our students into post-secondary education or training programs. Finally, programs are accustomed to how the division determines their performance. It is relatively easy to understand the performance results, and programs have data that is straightforward and useful when presenting to local workforce development boards and other interested parties.